true dark web story, Cannibal Cuts. My friends say I'm a little crazy cruising around on the dark web like it is some place to hang out on my weekend nights. I used to have a social life with them, so I guess they're just jealous. When I started college, we would all hang out together, but then I got really behind on some assignments, and these weren't just some assignments I could just do overnight. It was almost the end of the semester, and I was complaining in a forum somewhere that I hadn't read any of the material, and I didn't know what was really going on. That's when a guy in the forum named the Jester spoke up. He messaged me privately and said I could probably just buy those papers off the dark web if I had the money. I was curious to see what he was talking about, so I downloaded the app and started visiting the websites that he sent me to. I'm going to be honest here, I would have never found these sites without his help because their links are insanely stupid. These were mostly scanned images of other people's homework. Some were only a few bucks and others were in the thousands. I didn't have thousands, so I bought a few papers that cost me between $5 to a couple $100 each. I figured I could take pieces of the best ones and put them together. I'd spend all night reading them and then work out something in the morning. I went through most of them and took notes. Most were really well written, and I was surprised to find out how easy it was to actually cheat on a paper using other people's work. I wasn't plagiarizing the material, but using them as reference points. I didn't feel like reading the whole month's worth of text just to pick out the information for the assignment. If I could pull it off, then these would be good enough. A couple of the pieces were nonsense garbage. They really weren't that expensive and it didn't matter. It was until the last one where I found myself wondering what the hell I had gotten myself into. I opened up the page and it had hand-drawn sketches of adults and kids. The images were naked, but they weren't explicit. At first, I wasn't sure what I was looking at and thought it might be some medical journal. But then I realized it was a butcher's diagram of meat cuts. The pages looked used, like they had been read many times and even used in a greasy environment with splotches and dots. I read the descriptions and almost lost my dinner. There were recipes for some of the most popular dishes we all know and love, which included anything from sizzling steaks to stuffed mushrooms and lasagna. Even a Parmesan recipe. They talked about how to get the most tender pieces and where and from whom to get the cuts. There were pictures of the carving knives and pans to use. At the end of the booklet, which was obviously pieced together by taking pictures with a camera and put together in one big JPEG, there was a link to submit your own recipes. A freaking link! I don't know how I managed to download this horrible monstrosity of a book, but I pray nothing was sent back to these people of my own. I don't know what to do or where to get rid of it. Do I send it to the cops, the feds? Have I done something illegal myself? I hope I didn't send these creeps my IP address. True Night Watchman Experience. I will admit, first off, that I have heard a lot of these deep web, dark web stories, and have always called bullshit. However, a close friend of mine swore that she had been to this place and that she had seen some really messed up things. Some she would talk about, others she refused. She said some of the things she had seen would haunt her for the rest of her life. I should have just let it go at that, but I wanted to believe that she was making it all up and that there was no such place. But I was the one that was wrong. You know the drill by now. I downloaded Tor, Onion, and found the hidden wiki. I had been warned about some of the links and how they can trick you into some really crazy and horrible things. I clicked a few. They were mostly sex meetups, escort requests, drug deals, etc. Needless to say, I was really starting to think that I was right and that the deep web was just an easy way to make shady deals that couldn't be traced. It was lame, tame, and a little boring. I looked around for something remotely interesting until I found the link, The Night Watchman. Okay, now this could be interesting. I was thinking it may be some guy telling creepy stories or walking around a sleepy town at night or something. What greeted me was a flat black page with three videos blown up to cover the space, sitting side by side in a line. They were paused, and on each one of them was a picture of different people. The first one had a family of four, mom, dad, and two little girls. The second was a couple with the female being very obviously pregnant. The third was just one woman and her dog, a cute black lab with a white streak over his left eye. Before I could study them for too long, a voice came through. It was male, but slightly distorted, so I couldn't really hear what he actually sounded like. Here's what he said. Good evening. Tonight, the Night Watchmen have brought you three unique households. Each of them lives different lives, believes different things, has different future plans. He stopped there and cleared his throat. For the next part, it sounded like he was smiling. Watch each video, then choose one. I really didn't understand the point of this task, but honestly, my interest was piqued. I was curious about where this was going. I clicked the first video. There wasn't much to it. It showed the family in their home, skipping through moments of them watching TV, playing in the backyard, having supper, the parents putting the kids to bed, starting to make love. It cut off there, thank God. I was starting to feel like a weird creep. I was seeing a part of people's lives that were meant for only them. I reluctantly clicked the next video. I was transported into the home of a young couple getting ready to start a family. It skipped through to them in the baby's room, hugging and generally looking excited. They ate salads at the kitchen table, went through mail, looked through the baby books and magazines, watched a TV show, and then went to bed, snuggling up together. This one was so sweet, I couldn't help but smile at what I had seen. However, I was still a little voyeur in their personal moments. I had gone through the others. I figured it was only right to watch the last one. This one was of a single woman living with just her dog. She was a bit of a slob. She had dishes piled up, laundry on the love seat in the living room, and trash that was overflowing. The other two had been pretty tidy. The family having some toys and laundry lying around, the couple with a very clean house. I wondered if there was a point to that, since it did show those aspects in the videos. Anyway, the woman seemed lonely. She watched a lot of TV, ate a half a gallon of ice cream, checked her cell phone every few moments, obviously hoping for a call or text. Played fetch with her dog, fed him, then went to bed, taking her phone with her. She began to pleasure herself, and I began to feel incredibly awkward. Thankfully, this one ended there as well. I waited to see what was next. The videos reset and went back to the stills of each one again. The voice came back over and said, "Now that you have seen, which one will you choose?" I sat there and watched, praying that someone else was here watching this too and would choose, but nothing happened for a few minutes. The videos disappeared and another three videos began playing simultaneously. These turned my stomach. There were three tall men. I assumed they were men by what character I could catch. They each wore the same clothing, black shirt, pants, boots, and a long black trench coat that dangled around their ankles. To top it all, they each wore a large, wide-brimmed black hat. "Have you decided? Which one will you choose?" the voice chimed in over the obviously live feed. "Death comes on swift wings for our ill-fated friends. You must choose one. That is how the game goes." He thought this was a game? I was horrified. Was I really supposed to choose who died here and who survived? It was ridiculous, and I went to close the page down. Calmly, the voice began again. "Before you close us down, you should know that if you do not choose one of the three shown here, your family will be next." I was startled by his declaration, but figured that he was just trying to scare me. and he was doing a really good job, truthfully. "Anna," he said. My heart skipped a beat. He said my name. Now I was officially terrified. I just wanted this to stop. "Anna. Dear sweet Anna, I know it's a difficult choice, but it must be made. Please, if you will, direct the night watchmen to their tour." The original videos came back up, and I knew that meant it was time for me to pick someone to die. Maybe it is just a horrible joke that some hacker and his friends like to play on unsuspecting deep web surfers, I stated out loud. It was more to make me feel better than anything, even though my heart was still pounding. I looked at the people again. There was a family there, children. I couldn't choose them. Then there was the expecting couple. I couldn't do this. It was too much. "Choose," the normally calm voice barked at me. "Choose now." I jumped and I looked at the last one. It was a lonely woman with a dog for a companion. She had the least to lose. She was alone without kids or a husband. It wasn't okay, but I quickly clicked her video. "Very well, so shall it be." The voice was calm and smooth once again. The videos of the night watchman came back up. "Night watchman, a choice has been made. You may attend to your work." I watched in horror as two of the watchmen began walking toward the houses in front of them, and the third one walked away from the house. I was confused. I chose the lonely woman, but her watchman was walking away. He disappeared into the night, and the feed cut off. The other two videos grew bigger and took up the screen. "What's going on? What's going on?" was all I could say. The two watchmen that it showed each effortlessly broke into the houses. I was biting my bottom lip so hard it bled. The feeds walked along with them as they each silently roamed through the houses. One watchman walked into the set-up baby room and looked around gingerly, then made his way across the hall to the other bedroom. The other watchman walked slowly down the hall, seemingly trying to decide which room to enter. He chose the children's room. I looked over to the first one. He stood at the foot of the sleeping couple's bed, holding a huge machete. He walked to one side and began swinging wildly. There were screams so loud and frightened that I felt like I might pass out or throw up. I looked over to the other video reluctantly. The watchman stood in the children's room right in the center of the pink bunk bed. He also brandished a machete. I screamed as he raised it up, and I reached over and pulled the computer plug out of the wall. I was terrified, traumatized. What had I just witnessed? What had I just done? My mouth felt dry and my head was spinning out of control. My heart felt like it might burst from my chest. After several hours, I decided to check my computer in hope that the nightmare I had witnessed was gone. There was nothing. Days later, I was checking my email when I stopped and recoiled in horror. There was an email from the night watchman. I finally opened it. I really don't know why. Maybe I was hoping they would tell me I had been punked or something. Instead, it was just a few large words on an otherwise white background. "Jenna thanks you for excluding her from a night watchman fate. We thank you for your choices, too. We truly enjoyed our encounter with you. Come play again anytime." Attached was a picture of the lonely woman walking her dog in the park, still looking down at her phone. "I will never, ever access the deep web again." The first time I went to a boy's place. I was around 16 at the time, so I was commencing at a new secondary school. During my early days attending this new educational faculty, I met this rather charming guy we can refer to as Jacob. Even though Jacob was quite enticing, he seemed to show an unsettling amount of quirkiness. Not the quirkiness you'll see in those nerdy people who's into Marvel comic books like me, but the quirkiness that'll make you think that this particular person will be a potential serial killer. Being the pushover and overly friendly person, I put that aside and became friends with him. One Saturday afternoon, Jacob invited me to stay at his place. I didn't have anything else to do, so I accepted the invitation. Around 20 minutes later, he picked me up and took me to his place, since he was able to drive. Upon arrival of his house, I took a look at the property. It was out in the bush, a big property with a main house which his parents and sister lives in, and a granny flat around 10 meters from the main house where Jacob lives by himself. I checked my phone for the time. It was around 5 o'clock in the evening, and I noticed that I had no reception. Which is strange because Telstra, the phone company I'm in with, is very good with their reception, and normally I can get decent signals when I'm out in the bush when I go to see family. I thought I was settling in for a classic horror movie, but I humorously brushed it off in my mind. Once we settled into his place in his kitchen and living room, he went off to have a shower. As I heard the water being turned on in his bathroom, I thought I should do a little bit of snooping around. Nothing too privacy invading, just to look at the decor in his place and to see what his room was like. In the midst of my snooping, I saw various things. His old jersey when he used to play rugby, a few artworks he did since he's an art student, and a photo booth style photo of him, and his ex, which I got jealous about since I had feelings for the guy back then. The creepy part, though, was his room. I stepped into his room, and at first it seemed normal. Bed with a nightstand, desk with high-tech computer and camera, stuff like that. But as I looked around his room, a half-open drawer in his nightstand caught my attention. As I looked into the drawer, I noticed something that sparked up red alarms. A big, sharp butcher's knife, rope, BDSM-style handcuffs, and a bottle of something that I knew it wasn't lube. I tried to brush it off as Jacob just being hella kinky, but something in me knew there's something fishy going on. Maybe because of rumors I had heard at school about him doing some sort of messed up shit. At first I ignored them, but then I started to believe the rumors. Shortly after, I heard the shower turn off, so I sprinted my ass back to where I was sitting before he had a shower and acted like I was trying to get reception. He came out of the bathroom, dried and dressed. He made an amusing remark about the reception here as he walked up behind to where I was sitting and expectantly hugged me, and scooped me up bridal style and carried me to his bedroom. These sudden actions made me have a mini anxiety attack and a little bit fearful for my life. As he placed me on his bed, Jacob proceeded to go to his tripod next to his desk and prop his camera on and pointed it in my direction. This made my brain say, "Get the hell out of here," as my heart was pounding in fear, thinking that he was going to rape and murder me and film this all on camera to put on the deep web, since he told me that he visits deep websites frequently. Luckily, in these situations, I was always smart enough to escape, so I pretended to read a text from my mom saying that I needed to go home. I lied to him that my mom wants me to go home and said that she'll pick me up. I apologized for my unforeseen leave and bid him farewell before I rushed out of his property. Once I was out of his granny flat, as I was two streets away, I called my next-door neighbor to come and pick me up since my mom was out of town that night. Once my friend picked me up and I told her, I made up some story on why I was here and she took me home. Ever since that incident, I was scared of Jacob and lessened my time on talking to him. After he graduated, I blocked him on all contacts and never talked to him again. That night was the most fearful night I ever experienced. After that, I don't go to guys' places that live on their own.